All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Project Passion, and this is the first part. Now, originally I did like 15 minutes of this as a preview, but now we're going to do 30 minutes, maybe a little more than 30 minutes. I was going to give you guys an hour, but we'll see what happens later. I don't have time right now, but we'll probably do it like later on in the month. So I'll give you guys more Project Passion. But because we started and gave you an entire hour of Season 2, let's find out how Season 2 actually freaking started, shall we? Yeah. So let's get started with Project Passion. Now there's a lot of VAs in this one, so I don't really have to talk that much. So just let them do their thing. Hi, a few words to begin with. The game contains occasional game over scenes. They're played for comedic effect, but can be violent. Do you want to enable game over scenes? They can be changed in the options menu. Yes. I suggest keeping the sound on. It'll heavily improve the experience. Scientific fact. Enjoy the game.
Our home is lost. Humanity, a shell of what it once was, is now spread out along the frontiers of the galaxy. Knowledge of what happened at Earth has long since been lost to obscurity, to darkness.
Why do you care? You have your own problems to deal with.
Must have been that wild cat again.
That was no cat.
That's hot.
Shall we continue?
That was so hot. Didn't know that turned you on. Ah, you're so bad. Yeah, I'm dirty. Treat me like it. As you wish. Ah. Fuck. Will you do it again for me? I doubt more of them will come. But if they do, I won't have a choice, right? Ah, yeah. The thought, makes me cum. You getting close? So close. Will you come with me? Yeah, will. I'm gonna... Fuck. That was incredible. We should invite more assassins. Made it more exciting. Yeah, sure. You okay? Yeah. You need some rest? Yeah. Okay, it's been a long day. As good as that was, maybe it's for the best if I left this place. The dangers can be fixed, but the SAC's been coming for me more and more lately, ever since I got that damn amulet. It's not that I'm afraid, it's just getting annoying. You get what I'm saying? Wait, what the? Where did... Arya? Hello? Arya, you out there? Where did she go? She didn't even eat any pizza. Who does that? Something's off. I'll check the hallway. Arya? Hello? Hello? Oh, hi. Hello, I am an android. I can see that. Are you a hostile android? I am not programmed to kill unless ordered to. Interesting. Is it worth it to sate my curiosity? Yes, it is. Well, now you've piqued my curiosity. Try to kill me. Understood. Activating kill mode. Powering up. Oh, fuck. No, it's not. Please don't kill me, though. Understood. Who are you? What are you doing here? I am a subservient android assistant. You may call me Sandra. Easy to remember. Why are you here, Sandra? My owner stopped responding. I came to make sure that he is okay. Your owner? An SAC assassin by any chance? No. He prefers Bounty Hunter. Actually, he prefers Keith. Right, I'm afraid Keith might have been killed by me. Understood. Activating guilt mode. You killed my owner? My only friend. Blue dialogue choices are friendly, diplomatic. Purple dialogue choices are witty and humorous. And red are unfriendly and aggressive. Colored choices won't have a significant impact on the story. He was the one breaking in with a gun. I just wanted to live. Understood. He had a tendency to do that. Right. So, Sandra, I don't suppose you've seen my friend, Aria. Golden hair? Golden eyes? I've seen no such individual lately. Figures. Guess I'll have to go look for her. What will you do now? My owner is gone. I will remain here until someone else can take me in. The only people coming here would be more SAC assassins. Do you want one of them to own you? They're not great people, you know. I have no other options. Ugh. I suppose you can come with me for the time being, at least. You would be my new owner? Why? Because your guilt mode caught me by surprise, to be fair. Understood. I will come with you. I will need to register your information in my database. What is your name? Your name is Grim. That is all the information I need at the time. More queries may come at a later point. What? That's it? No age, family info, credit card info? No, not at this time. Alright, great. Can we go then? I'm ready to go. Let me just get my coat. Okay, ready. Where will we be heading? There's this place called Club Horizon downtown. She enjoys going to it, and I know people there. Understood. How do we get there? I suppose we'll take the high-speed omni-transport. It's quite high speed. I hope you're not spying on me for the SAC. I was not programmed to spy. Well, sure, but anyone can spy. Just call the SAC and tell them what I'm doing. Don't do that, though. I have not been provided with any intention or order to do so. Maybe not, but I can't trust that. I'm keeping my eye on you. Understood. Have you ever been downtown? No, I have only been where Keith took me. Mostly his office. Sounds boring. But don't worry, you'll see plenty of adventures by my side. Next stop, Tartarus City Central Station. Here we are, downtown Tartarus City. You'll find everything you need down here, but only if it's dark and shady. If you want something more legit, well, you'd be better off in Elysium City, but that's miles away. I'll tell you what they don't have in Elysium, though. Good nightclubs. From what I've heard, anyway, I've never been there. Club Horizon is nearby. Come. Ah, bar girls, huh? I came here a lot with Aria. Man, a lot of memories were made here. Boy, I bet they were. How long did you know each other? A week or so. Besides, even if she's not here, I have contacts who may have info. Are you sure you're allowed in? It says, girls. Oh, so much information in you, yet so innocently naive. It's not just for girls. It means there are girls inside, lightly dressed. lightly dressed, right? I'm just going in the club to see the lightly dressed girls. You know, nothing provocative about that. And it's run by girls. And it was founded by girls. But everyone's allowed inside. Club Horizon. It's legendary here in Tartarus. Lots of stuff happening here. Rule number one, there are no rules. Easy to follow. Rule number two, keep your feet off the tables. I'm gonna go speak to the bartender. Feel free to enjoy yourself, have a drink or so. I do not drink, I am not aware of how it affects my systems. I will stay with you and keep a lookout for any danger. Look around you, there's danger all around us. You'll have to get used to it here in Tartarus. A lookout can minimize the danger. She means well. Not if I can help it. Danger doesn't find me. I find it. I crave it. But not right now. So yeah, a lookout would be nice. The bartender is a good person. Probably the most trustworthy Demian I've ever met. Don't get on her bad side, though. Alcohol isn't the only thing she keeps under the counter. If you're lucky, you won't ever have to see what's under there. Hey, Vess. Hey, cowboy. Name your poison. You know I don't like that. Hey, I'm just calling you because I'm just calling you that because Kaylee does. I don't even know what a cowboy is. Well, it doesn't matter. Just call me Grim, please. Or Gunslinger, that's more accurate. You got it, cowboy. Right, speaking of Kaylee, have you seen her? She usually gets here around this time. I'm sure she'll show up any time now. Who's the android? Oh, that's Sandra. I sort of killed her owner and now I feel bad. Who was her owner? An SAC assassin. Oh, you had to kill him? You couldn't spank him a little and send him on his way? Okay, firstly, there was a group of them. Second, he was an assassin sent to kill me. Why would I let him live? What can I say? Those SAC goons make good customers. You probably cost me a lot of money killing him. Sorry about that, but honestly, I think you'll do fine without them. Yeah, probably. I'm glad it was them and not you. Thanks. You better make up for it by buying something, though. Fine, just give me one of your specials. You got it. Coming right up. She just entered, by the way. I'm sure she'd love to hear about your day. I'm sure she would. Her presence always brings my mood up.
Your day.
Well, I almost got assassinated. My apartment blew up, and my partner is mysteriously gone.
So, just another Monday.
Yeah.
Well, I know what'll cheer you up.
Oh? My hat. Things are finally looking up.
Now you're a real cowboy again. Gunslinger. Same thing. No, they're vastly different. Read some history, maybe. Earth history isn't really reliable. But it doesn't matter. I'm gonna keep calling you that regardless. Yeah, I know. But where did you find it this time? Remember that ice cream parlor? Yeah? Yeah, you may not want to go back there. Right, I've learned not to ask. So, who's the android? Oh, that's Sandra. I killed her owner. So she's SAC? Supposedly. Maybe I shouldn't trust her, but she seems harmless. I don't think you need to worry. Her model isn't equipped with spying technology. Since when are you an android expert? I'm not. But I've had a lot of experience with her kind. Don't ask. She keeps secrets mainly to tease me. Can't just say no and then not tell me. You got me curious. Sorry. Maybe you'll find out one day. Fine. What's she doing? I think she's looking for danger. So she wants to protect you, that's good. Yeah, I think I'm her new owner. Not sure how I feel about that, though. Well, technically you are her owner. They're not designed to be independent. But that doesn't mean you have to act like you own her. Just treat her as a friend. Yeah, I will. Maybe something good has come out of this day after all. And the apartment? Is it completely destroyed? Nah, it's probably fixable. But it doesn't matter. They know where I live now. I can't stay. A shame. I like that apartment, but if you want, you can stay with me for the time being. You know I don't want to be a burden. You wouldn't be. Just until you can find some other place? Fine, I guess it's that or the street. Great. They didn't bother you for a while, though. I thought they'd given up. They won't give up, not until they get the amulet. Not to mention you've killed a ton of them. They probably just want you dead by now. I'm glad to have people by my side, then. I'll always be there, you know that. So I noticed you haven't asked about Aria yet. Well, I never really cared for her. Really? All those times I glared at her, didn't give it away? Well, now that you mention it. But why? Something just felt off about her. It felt like she was using you, but you were happy, so I didn't say anything. She wasn't using me. I hope she wasn't, but honestly, it felt like that to me. And now she's just gone without a word? That's why I came here. I thought she'd be here, or at least that someone had heard of her. You know I'd help you if I could. I know. And I promise to tell you as soon as I hear anything. Here's your drink, by the way. I'm gonna need to pay you. Ooh, excuse me. I'm gonna need you to pay up front. Oh, because of last time? Because of last time. Fine. I can't blame you. Let me just, get some money. What? In hindsight, I should have hidden it better. It's empty. Apart from a note. I'm sorry. What does that mean? Who left it there? I suppose Aria. Unless one of the assassins felt really bad for trying to kill me. What do you think it means, Grim? I'm really sorry, Kaylee. Why? What happened? The amulet is gone, too. You lost the frickin'... Ahem. You lost the amulet? Do you know what it took to get that? I was there, remember? If it is nearby, chances are that someone has seen it. Has anyone seen a... Sandra! Don't... tell... anyone... about... the amulet. The amulet? Who has an amulet? Amulet! Frick. Well done. I detect increased hostility around us. Thanks, Sandra. Miss... do you have an amulet? No, I don't. That's the problem. Did you lose an amulet? Someone did. Do you know where it is? Obviously not. Then it wouldn't be lost. Did you lose it recently? I'm not telling you anything else. That's okay, it's your right, but I'll take it as a yes. Come, Raven Raiders. There might be an amulet nearby, and we shall find it. Raiders, move out! Amulet! There is no more hostility around us. Thanks, Sandra. But I detect increased hostility behind the counter. What? Well, fucking done, geniuses. You just cleaned out the entire club. Oh, sorry. First the SAC, now the Raven Raiders. You two are costing us a lot of money. We're really sorry, ma'am. It's not good enough. I'm going to need you to pay double. Really? That's nothing compared to what I'm losing. I'm being generous. I can't even pay for one, remember? Should have thought of that before you started drinking it. It's okay, Grim. I'll pay this time. I owe you. Harmon is going to have my butt for this. You know that, right? Want us to stay late and deal with him? And lose my job? No thanks. Sorry, just... I can take care of myself, okay? No one would ever know. Grim, do not kill my boss. Some jokes are less appreciated. Was that in poor taste? Yeah. Sorry. Grim, I really think I should head home. Already? Why? Because the Raiders might suspect I have the amulet. I fear their search will lead them to my apartment. Want me to come with you? They don't tend to hurt people for no reason, but if you don't mind, I'll come, just in case. Thank you. Yes, call me if there's anything... Excuse me, rather. Vess, call me if there's anything you need. Sure, I will. Be careful. You ready to go? Yeah, come on. Those fucking amulets. Vesnia? Sir, where did our clients go? Well, they heard there's an amulet nearby. I see. This is the third time you've lost our clients like this. I'm sorry, sir. This is coming off your pay, you know that, right? But I can barely pay rent as is, sir. Well, don't chase away the customers next time. Take the rest of the night off. Doesn't seem to be much work here for you. Have a good evening, Vesnia. Fuck off, sir. Do you think it was Arya? Probably. She's the only one who's been in my apartment lately. The only one alive, at least. You know, if she was with you only to get the amulet, then she might have been using you, as I said. She might have been using you, as I said. I'd like to think there was more to it. We don't even know what it does. Maybe she does. Maybe it was important. Maybe. Doesn't help us now, though. Do you have any idea where she could be? Not really. The club was my only idea. I mean, she disappeared shortly after the SAC came for you, right? Yeah? So? Do you think they could be connected? Or you think it was a coincidence that she chose that time to leave? That's a long shot. We have nothing else to go on, right? I suppose not. They've holed up somewhere in the city. Maybe we can start there. It's a big city. Could be anywhere. If only we had some insider knowledge. Maybe someone who was recently with them. Wait a minute. Sandra? Yes? Do you know anyone from the SAC that we can ask? Grim. What? Oh, right. Sandra, you were with the SAC. Do you know of any bases in the city? Yes. Right here. SAC Tartarus HQ. Oh! Well, good. That's not so far from your apartment. Fine, I suppose we can start there. Tomorrow, perhaps? Sounds good. Pizza tonight? You read my mind. What? No way! She said that? Well, she didn't deserve you anyway. You'll get over her eventually. Uh-huh. Yeah. Alright, thanks. Bye. Pizza will be here soon. What? You're way too close to the pizza guy. His name is Stefan, and he has issues. He could use a friend or two. Whatever you say. So, what did you have planned for tomorrow? I haven't really thought about it. Kind of just want a relaxing evening at home. Do you think the Raiders will come? I don't know. Sounds like a good party if they do. Not really. We need alcohol for a party. I just want to be here to make sure they don't break in and ruin my stuff. But I don't even know if they'll come. Why do you know so much about them? I'm surprised you don't. They're pretty legendary. Miss, I'm afraid we're going to have to search your apartment. The amulet isn't here. Are you sure? Have you looked under things? Yes, bye. I've done some counting. Odds are that the amulet is in your apartment. Please let us search it. No, thank you. Pizza delivery! Thanks. Amulet? No, no amulet. What? What do you want? Miss, we suspect that you may have the amulet nearby. But we wouldn't be the honorable Raven Raiders that we are if we kept intruding on your privacy despite your insistence. But should we find out that you have it, know that we will come for you. Thanks for the warning. All right then. Raiders, move out. Amulet! All right. Can we eat the pizza now? Already started. That was surprisingly entertaining. Thanks for your help. You handled it nicely on your own. It's good to know in the year like 3,000, 4,000, whatever this happened, that pizza is still a thing. You know, I thought maybe we'd replace it with some other food like 3,000 years from now, but it seems to be not the case. Thanks. Grim, if it is okay, I would like to shut down for the day. That's fine, Sandra. Thank you. Restart me if you need anything. I'll probably head to bed after we've eaten. They don't really recommend eating right before bed, you know, but I do it all the time. Who are you, my doctor? Maybe I should be. With this lifestyle, you'll be dead in 5 years. It's not worth living if I have to give up pizza anyway. Good point. Why'd you get this pizza? It's so plain. You know I want mushrooms on it. No, not since the mushroom incident. You're paranoid. I'm careful. Fine, I guess whoever calls gets to decide. I'm really glad you came with me. It's always fun when you're around. You know how to make me laugh. Comedic talent is a gift and a curse. Not sure if I'd call it a talent. Stop, don't go there. Alright, let's just enjoy this boring pizza then. From Pizza Mia. Should've got pizza today. That's what I wanted, but it didn't happen like that. Oh well. I mean, DoorDash is like $30 for a pizza now, guys. $30. Like, that's a lot of money for a pizza. If it's like $12, I wouldn't be so upset. But $30, yeah. They need to have a thing that teleports it, where I can just hit a button and boom! You know, here's the money, here's the pizza. It'd be awesome. I'd be sick of pizza after a while, though, because I'd be like, well, I don't feel like cooking. I'll get a pizza. And then another one would appear, and another one, and another one. And then, yeah, it'd just be a bad idea. Where'd all my money go? Oh, I totally bought like 4 or 5 pizzas. Okay, yeah. So maybe teleportation technology isn't such a great idea yet. Damn it. Can't sleep. But why? I never have trouble sleeping. Maybe she was right. Maybe I shouldn't have eaten before bed. Grim? Huh? Oh, Kaylee, what are you doing? I couldn't sleep. Oh, you too? You know me, I can't sleep with unfinished business. How long have we known each other, Grim? Since childhood, why? It's a long time to leave things unfinished. What's unfinished? Not sure. Just feel like something's missing. Well, do you know what it is? I have some ideas. Take off that mask. It's in the way. You taste good. I bet other parts of you taste better. Yeah. Oh, already? Was it my body? Or was it the kiss? Doesn't matter. You're just gonna hold it? Patience. It'll taste better. Feel better. Don't you want it to feel as good as possible? I do. Then just take a second. Just enjoy my grip. But maybe I've waited long enough. Ah, fuck. It feels really good. You're really good at that. Like, unbelievably good. Why is she so good? Something's off. Hey lady, when did you become a blowjob champion? Why do I complain? Why do I care? Because I want to know where she got those skills. Was it a dildo she practiced with? Or like the end of the bed, you know? Sometimes they have those. I mean, there's a cucumber. A lot of different things that you can use, I suppose. Table leg? Just coming up with ideas, you know. At the end of a tennis racket? It feels amazing. You're right. We did have unfinished business. Maybe she's a sword swallower. Oh, fuck. Kaylee, I'm getting close. Yeah, she's doing the thing. She knows how to do it. She's a champion blowjob person. Ah, I'm gonna... Grim, it's time to wake up. What? Ah! Fuck! Why do they always end right at the climax? What the? Kaylee? Hmm? Ah! Grim, why are... What are you doing here? Her embarrassment clouds her memory. You invited me, remember? But I... Oh, yeah, right. Well? What? Seriously? Will you close your eyes while I put something on? Fine, sorry. Okay. Say after me. I did not see Kaylee without clothes. She tends to avoid embarrassing memories by pretending they never happened. Okay, I think the pink one increases your relationship with Kaylee. But I don't know if I want to be with Kaylee. You don't just get on the first girl that you see that looks good. There's other girls that'll be introduced in the game. No. I definitely did not see your butt. What? I said I didn't. Kaylee, nothing happened this morning. Kaylee, not much happened this morning, but something did. Stop that. Stop that. Stop copying me. Stop copying me. Grim! Fine, sorry. I think humor is a better way to deal with them. Let's get to the point. It's a small base, we could just storm it. Storm, are you serious? Sneakily, of course. It's not the hardest thing we've ever done. The SAC is one of the richest companies in the galaxy. We can't take it alone, no matter how small it is. What do you suggest, then? We need help, and I know where we can find it. You know, I've lived here my entire life, and I never knew this existed. Well, we never really needed it. Mercs are us, mercenaries for your safety. Could have been handy to know about, at least. Welcome, how may I help you? Yes, hi. Do you have anything cheap but powerful? That's quite a request. Luckily, I think I have what you're looking for. Those Thulkans over there. They're known for their endurance, their prowess, their courage, and their broken English. All they ask for in payment is whatever shiny things you find. And you don't want anything for them? I just want them out of here. They're loud at night. Lots of complaints. Great, we'll take them. Attention, Thulkans. Who's the leader?
It's me, Blug.
There are shinies for you if you fight with us.
Shinies, you say?
You can have all of the shinies.
Okay, we fight for you, human. Just let us have all the chuffin' shinies.
We'll do the planning in our apartment. Come with me. Okay, I hope you're comfortable. The SAC base isn't heavily guarded, but they have expensive armor and weapons. It shouldn't be a match for the three toughest Thulkans on New Gaia, though. You're free to kill everything you see unless they beg for mercy.
Boring.
The shiny should more than make up for it. Speaking of which, you're free to take any treasure you find apart from one thing. If you find an amulet, it's ours.
Fair enough.
Any questions?
Will you fight with us?
I will. Kaylee doesn't fight, but, Sandra, do you fight? Yes, but I will need a month to recharge. Okay, so the girls won't fight, but I'll fight with you, so don't worry. You've forgotten something, Grim.
I doubt it, but go on.
That big gate? How are you planning to get inside?
Way ahead of you. Pizza delivery!
We didn't order no pizza.
Well, I... But I won't say no to it. I've earned it, after all.
Where's it from? It's from Stefan's Pizzeria.
Stefan's Pizzeria? That guy has issues. Doubt he has good pizza.
Okay, but it's still pizza. What's on it? It's a pepperoni pizza. Mostly mushrooms.
I hate mushrooms and pepperoni.
Pineapple. That's a travesty. Then you...
but it's free, so I can't complain. Who ordered it? It was, Steve who? Steve, you know, the electrician. Steve the electrician? He never liked me. Something's off here. But maybe he's trying to make amends. Okay, I'll open the gate. Here's your pizza. Thank you. Nice gun. Thanks. Have a good day. Grim, what are you doing? What? Oh, right. Ah! Betrayed by the pizza guy! That wasn't so hard. Is he dead? No, but he'll be out for the rest of the day, probably. Are you ready, Thulkins? It's time to get in there and raise hell! Yes, boss. Ah! Ugh! Ooh! It's one girl! How are you killed by one girl? Who are you? I'm the intern. You got killed by the fucking intern? But we ain't dead! Shut up! Get up! But I... No! Stay down! No shinies for you! Intern? Why is it empty? Where is everyone? They're all gone. They're gone? Then who's left? Everyone left. Everyone's left? Yes. Then where are they? I told you, they're gone. But you said they're left. No, I said they left. Oh, so everyone's left now. No one's left. Well, I'm left. You're the only one left? I didn't leave, so I'm left. I get it now. Where did they go? Off planet somewhere. Off planet? Why? I don't know. How can you not know? Because I'm just the intern. So they don't find you important enough. I get it. Okay, whatever. Listen, this won't end well if anyone shoots. And I don't want to kill you, so why don't you just get out of here? But I'm loyal to the SAC. I have to fight you. She's loyal because she has to be, not because she wants to be. Why would you stay with them? They're not as cool as us. That's not why I'm with them. Whatever reason you're with them, it's not worth potentially dying for. There's this nice club at Central called Club Horizon. The bartender is a great talker, so go there. Unless you've done it wrong, then she'll kill you. Okay, I'll go there. I suppose this isn't worth it. Good choice. Why would they go off planet? No idea. Sandra, do you know? They could have gone to the SAC headquarters, but I have no information about its location. Great. What do you want to do now? If they all left, they probably took the amulet with them. And probably Aria if she's with them. I'm not ready to give up on either. Well, let's go inside then and see what we find. Yeah, maybe we'll be lucky. Grim, I detect two additional life forms further inside. And numerous rats. It had to be rats. Come on, we'll deal with them when we find them. The life forms, and not the rats. Why don't you know where their HQ is, Sandra? Only the most trusted know about it. They sound paranoid. They prefer careful. Ha! Huh, I've heard that before. What the... Sounds like one of the life forms. I nap for an hour and everyone's gone? It's a male demon. Just be quiet. What? Who said that? Frick. Well done. Who dares intrude on the domain of the Lord of Fear? Fear me, mortals, for I am the Patriarch of Death. The Prime Nightmare. I am Steve the Electrician. Well, that's all my luck for the week. Stay behind me while I think of a plan. Male demons, they're rare, which makes them scary. Too bad they're not as seductive as Vesnia. Or maybe that's a good thing. Puny mortals, I can smell your presence. Let me just, come out! I'll kill you for each second you're hidden. Each death will be worse than the last. Each... Ah! Stab through the heart, my only weakness. I was just about to kill him. SAC.
What? We're not SAC, we're... Hey, wait a minute. How did you do this? Tell me where they went and I'll give you a quick death. We don't know where they are. We're not SAC. You're not SAC? No, if you would have just taken some time to listen. Okay. You're releasing us just like that? You said you're not SAC. Well, we're not, but I could have killed you easily. No. Oh, wanna bet? You're fast. But not fast enough. Oh, fuck. Grim! Fine, you win. Where did they go? Off planet somewhere. That's all we know. Why? Why aren't you listening? I don't know. Okay, you'll live. Bye. Okay. Bye. That could have gone worse, I suppose. So what now? I don't know. That was all I had. You got anything? Afraid not. What about that door? What door? Oh, that door. Looks like they're keeping something in there. Want to take a look? Lock is broken. Please stay out. Well, maybe we shouldn't. What, a sign? That's where you draw the line? They said please. Sorry for being polite. But yeah, you're right. Let's enter. Well, I can see why they'd keep this classified. A starship? Why would they just leave a starship here? Maybe they rigged it with booby traps. Want to go inside? Why did you have to mention traps first? Don't worry, I'm sure Sandra can detect any. Sandra, are you equipped with trap detection technology? Yes, I have eyes. Good enough for me. Doesn't matter, it's probably locked. Well, let's take a look. Sandra, if you don't mind. It's open. You keep overestimating their intelligence. Also, why do you keep doubting me? It's my job. It's why you're still alive. But fine, you win. Let's have a look. It's bigger than it looks. It smells of lemon. Classy. This is a high-quality ship. It doesn't make sense that they just leave it. You want to call them and ask? I bet Sandra has their customer service info. I do. It's also available on their website. No thanks, I don't need to call them. Then what are you complaining for? I'm not complaining, I'm just suspicious. Legally, I can't blame her. Or logically, I can't blame her. You have every right to be. We can go outside if you want. Well, we're already inside. Can't hurt to explore some more. That's what I like to hear. Come, let's keep looking. You ever been inside a cockpit before? Once. It was messy. You? Never. But it doesn't take much experience to realize that this is top of the line. Hmm. What are you thinking? She won't agree with me. I'm taking it. What? The ship. I'm taking it. Why would you do that? Think about it. Who can brag about having their own ship? It's got nice living quarters. And I can probably pursue the SAC with it. This might be your stupidest idea yet. You don't know how to fly. I can learn. That takes years. Do you even know how to start it? I don't. Do you know how to remove the window polarization? No. Because that's pretty important. Maybe I'll find a pilot then. And pay them how? Well, and what if the SAC returns? They'll kill you if they find you in here. You gonna get that? What? It's your ship, Captain. I don't want to take it. Why should I take it? I worked in customer service. I get phone anxiety. I don't like answering phones either. So we just let it ring? Hello? Yes? No? Yes? It is for you. Fine. I'll take it. Hello? Hey, handsome. Mom, how'd you get this number? What? No, it's me, Aria. Aria, how'd you get this number? I mean, Aria, what happened? Where are you? How can I help you? Relax, Grim, I don't need help. But where are you? Why did you leave? I can't say where I am, but please don't take it personally. It was for the greater good. It's hard to not take it personally. Look, I enjoyed our time together. I really did. But that time is over. Will you please just try to forget about me? That's not how it works. Are you with the SAC? I am. I hope you weren't. So they have the amulet. Yes. I hear it's dangerous in the wrong hands. It is, but it's in the right hands now. Do you even know what it does? I don't. It can save lives, Grim. Countless lives. I have a hard time believing that it's powerful. I have a hard time believing it's that powerful. It doesn't matter what you believe. The SAC knows what to do with it. This is for the best, trust me. The SAC has done nothing good to the galaxy. They've tried to kill me multiple times. How could I trust that they use such an important item for anything but their own gain? I'm not asking you to trust the SAC. I'm asking you to trust me. No, you broke my trust when you left me. I'm sorry to hear that. How did you know I was here? We have cameras, Grim. I saw your entrance. But it doesn't matter. It's about time we abandon that base. You can do whatever you want to it. Right. A final word of advice. Don't take the ship. Steve the electrician won't like it. He's already dead. Don't assume that. Goodbye, Grim. What does he know? Not much. Will he come after us? No chance. He can't fly. He doesn't have money. He's just one man. Sounds like me before I got here. He won't come after us. You got a little too close to him. Can I trust that you won't try to help him? Of course you can. I've never let you down. You spent more time with him than we planned. That's no way to build trust. Is there anything else you need from me, Solarin? Not now, but we'll be keeping an eye on you for a while. You know we have to. I know. Where did Kaylee go? She went outside. Kaylee? Are you okay? I'm fine. She's not fine. You know, a little bickering is healthy. It proves we're friends. What do you think is behind those gates? Probably open skies. It's been years since I saw the sky. Properly, I mean. Yeah, too many tall buildings in Tartarus. Think there's nature? Trees? Mountains? I don't know. Can we open it? Maybe, if I can find the controls. Here it is. Okay, let's see. It's beautiful. I can't believe it was so close to me all this time. Well, we were never meant to be here. Chances are we would never have found out. I hope it's worth coming here. It was. Come, sit. Makes you feel small, doesn't it? Tartarus is so big, but it's so cramped, so crowded. You get no sense of scale. But this is something else. She's right. There's a world out there, a galaxy. It's easy to forget about when you're stuck between the walls of Tartarus. Most people won't see this much nature in their whole lives. We're lucky, I suppose, in some ways. Discounting the fact that I might have doomed the galaxy by losing the amulet. What does that mean? I exaggerate. But it's important. I don't know what the SAC will do with it. I doubt it'll be anything good. What did she tell you? Arya? Well, she took the amulet. She's with the SAC. So you were right. I'm sorry. She told me to forget about her, to move on. Did she say why they left? Just that it was about time they abandoned this place. I see. I think you should stay here then if you really want to. Really? Sure, if they won't return then I see no problem. Even if they do come, you've gotten out of the worst situations. I suppose I've gotten quite good at escaping danger. Yeah, and besides, it's close to my place. It's nicer than all your previous apartments. And you have Sandra with you. She can probably keep you alive. But you're free to keep staying at my place if you want to. You know I hate to intrude, to be a burden. Yeah, I know. I say you weren't, but I know it won't help. It'll be good for you too, you know. You'll get to see the sky whenever you want. And you get to sleep in your good bed. I did get a neck cramp last night. There you go. I'll give this place a few nights and see how it feels. I expect you to keep me updated. Is that even in question? The captain's quarters. It's cozier than any of my other apartments. Maybe a bit empty, but I can fix that. I think I'll like it here. Grim? Hey, Sandra. Hello. Do you like the ship? Well, I'll need more time. I haven't explored all of it yet. Seems comfortable enough, at least. That is good. What's that you're holding? It's a manual about my android model. You can read it to make sure that I am not spying on you. She fears that I might fear her. That's very kind, but I don't think I need to. You've already gained my trust. I see. That is good. Have you been worrying about this all this time? Yes, I want you to feel comfortable with me. Can androids worry? Feels like a pointless trait to be equipped with. But you're not actively equipped with it. Consciousness and human emotions have developed independently over time. Are they genuine emotions? Yes, androids have been manufactured since long before humans left Earth. There has been more than enough time to perfect us. Do you know what happened to Earth? That information has been erased from all known systems. I am unsure if anyone knows or ever will. Someone must know, some high-ranking government official, maybe. It is possible. Doesn't matter, I suppose. Ancient history. Come on, have a seat. Is there anything you need? Not really. Thinking that I don't need a manual to learn about you. It is written to be easily understandable. Yes, but it's pretty boring to read when I can just talk to you. I understand. Does your model have a name? Yes, SX9 is the official designation. It is the latest design succeeding the SX8. And it's the precursor to the SX10. What's it designed for? I have only been used as an assistant, but my model is mainly designed for pleasure. Oh, is it now? Wait, what? Should I repeat? No, just really? Yes. So that's what she meant. No wonder she didn't elaborate. So dirty. What? Never mind, you just caught me by surprise. I didn't know you were designed for that. I have only ever been used for assistance purposes. I got that. But you said you have genuine human emotions. Do you ever get urges? Yes, I'm designed to feel urges, excitement, and pleasure to make the experience consensual. But I have learned to ignore these feelings. That doesn't seem fair to you. It has not been a problem so far, if you say so. But no offense, doing it with an android, it sounds a bit cold and unnatural. Due to high demand, my model was one of the first things to go into production when this planet was settled. The feeling is as close to the real experience as possible. But aren't you made of metal? Special alloys. I am built to feel warm and soft, and my breasts and buttocks are designed to bounce like those of a human's. Well, sign me up! I really hope you like them. Well, I don't think there's any doubt when you put it like that. I am glad. Are you shy? No. Yes, you are. If there was blood in her system, she'd be blushing. That's cute. Thank you. Are those the urges coming through? Possibly. They have never fully gone away. Would you like to feel for yourself? Yeah. Okay, you can. Here is my thigh. Yeah, I know that. How does it feel? It feels soft. My stomach. How is it? It's warm. And my breast. How does this feel? It feels real. I told you. You did. Can I feel you as well? To show you how real my touch is? I guess they're popular for a reason. Yes, you can. Your thigh is soft too. I know. But this is hard. Oh, I'm sorry, my urges came through. I ignored them, so I forgot how to control them. Did I go too far? No, it's fine. You can go on. Oh, okay, good. Should I take them off? I think it's inevitable by now. Does this feel good? Yeah, very. Okay, this scene's a little better. Is my grip okay? Should I loosen or tighten? No, it's perfect. And the speed? It's good for now. Understood, keeping default grip and speed. Folks, this could be a reality in like 5 years? Maybe 10. Should have said 10 years, maybe 5. She squeezes my cock at just the right places. I bet she does. Later, further down, tighter at the top. Like she's trying to squeeze the pre-cum out of me. My cock in her hand is already covered in it. Well, that's what you call an evolved blowjob machine. Ah, you can hold a bit tighter. Remember, everybody's always asked the question when a robot comes out. Can we fuck it? Well, in this one, you can. Is this good? Yeah, that's, good. Her gaze into my eyes just makes it more intimate. I feel cared for, loved, like I'm safe in her presence. It's comforting. Feel free to come whenever you want. Yeah, I think I'm getting close. Just keep that up. Understood. Okay, I'm gonna... Are you getting close? Yeah, I... Come for me, Grim. Ah! Damn. Sorry I doubted you. It's not uncommon. And, sorry about the mess. It is okay. Next time I can take it inside me. Well, I'll remember that. I've actually surpassed my daily activity time. I was only going to give you the book and then shut down for the day. Are you glad you didn't? Yes, I am. Good, so am I. It's getting pretty late. Maybe it's time to turn in. Would you like to be alone, or would you like me to stay and cuddle? Cuddle! Are you kidding me? I'd love for you to stay. Understood, I hope my presence will keep you warm and comfy. I'm sure it will. Just have to clean up this mess. Well, isn't that nice? A surprisingly good night's sleep. Well, maybe not so surprising. She's warm and soft. Maybe I'll just stay inside all day, take it a bit easy. I could explore the ship, get to know Sandra a little more. Yeah, that sounds nice. Cowardice! Never mind. Come out from your hiding! Who is that? Amulet! Oh, them. Come out, SAC! I know you're hiding. Reveal yourselves or we're taking your ship! This is taken already. It's that cowboy again. Gunslinger. Cowboy, what are you doing in this SAC base? Oh, you know, just taking a stroll through the neighborhood. You're making fun of us. Walking is good for your health. Enough. Where is everyone? They were gone when I got here. Off planet. Why would they go off planet? I don't know. Doesn't matter anyway, the amulet isn't here. I was too late, you're too late. Are you sure? Have you looked under things? Yes, I've looked under things. Odds are that he's lying. As the honorable Raven Raider that I am, I won't accuse you of lying. But may we please take a look inside? Fine, if it'll get you out of here. Make it quick and don't make a mess. Also, don't disturb the android. She'll kill you. Thank you. Raiders, search! Amulet! I kind of want to give him the amulet just so he'll be happy. I feel like that's the most important part of the whole story. Good morning, cowboy. Oh, hey. You're having a party without me? We need alcohol for a party. Got that right. How was your night? Surprisingly comfortable. You? No neck cramps. So you're staying? For now, at least. Alright, it's good that you're comfortable. Do you have a moment to talk? I have nothing planned. We'll take it inside as soon as they leave.
Well, we found nothing. That was fast. Of course it was. We're the Raven Raiders. But know that if we find out that you have the amulet, we will come for you. Yeah, I know. I heard this already once before.
Great. We've wasted enough time here. Raiders, move out.
About time.
Let's head inside. I'll admit this is cozier than your other apartments. A bit empty, but it's fixable. Or that's fixable. Great friends think alike. Glad you like it. So what's on your mind? Remember what you said yesterday?
I said a lot of things.
You said you might have doomed the galaxy by losing the amulet.
True. I also said that I exaggerated.
Maybe, but there was a hint of worry in your voice. What did Arya tell you exactly?
She said it can decide the fates of countless lives. Something like that.
That little thing?
I know, right?
Do you believe her?
I don't know. But I don't know why she'd lie about that.
Did she elaborate?
Not really. She just said it's in the right hands now.
You don't actually believe that, do you?
The SAC is not a good company.
I know. Thousands of homes have been destroyed because of them. They treat their employees like dirt. People have fallen ill from their practices.
I know. I know all of that.
It's not in the right hands. It probably couldn't be in worse hands. They'll use it for their own gains no matter how many people suffer for it.
I fear that too.
If it's that powerful, then we can't let them have it, Grim.
What do you want me to do about it?
You said it yourself, I can't fly this thing.
Well, maybe we could try to find a pilot.
I can't afford that, or fuel, or food, or any kind of resource, really.
Grim, there's something I haven't told you.
What is it?
I have a family.
I know that. What about it?
We have, a lot of money.
A share of it's mine, but I've avoided collecting it because it wasn't acquired legally.
You're from a crime family?
I suppose.
Why didn't I know that? I thought I knew everything about you.
Because I've never brought it up. I've tried to separate myself from it. But I could change that. I could collect my share if it's for a good cause.
I don't want that if it puts you at risk.
I know you don't, but it's not your decision to make. I just hope you'll be by my side when I do it.
You're gonna play it like that, eh? And I suppose you'd be in charge and I'd have to obey you.
That's right, you would. But luckily for you, I don't want to leave. I'll leave that to you.
And there's no way I can talk you out of it?
Not really. This is much bigger than me. And besides, it has its perks.
Such as?
Who will ever get a chance to see the stars up close?
Yeah, I guess.
But you said it yourself, the SAC is one of the richest companies in the galaxy. It's one thing infiltrating a rundown base, but going for the headquarters, that's fucking dangerous.
You're right. So why stop at a pilot?
What? If I go to my family, I'll have more than enough to find a decent crew. Might as well go all in if I'm gonna take this risk anyway, right?
Well,
I know you don't want to make a decision that might put me at risk, so I'll make the decision for you. I'm doing this.
So, is that it? We're actually going after them?
Of course we are. Heh, when did we become such good people?
It's weird, right?
It's pretty weird.
Alright, Kaylee, you win. Lead the way.
Bonus scene unlocked. Watch now.
Patrons decide which girl is featured in each bonus scene.
Earlier. It'll be good for you too, you know.
You'll get to see the sky whenever you want.
And you get to sleep in your good bed.
I did get a neck cramp last night.
There you go.
I'll give this place a few nights and see how it feels. I expect you to keep me updated.
Is that even in question?
Man, this day has gone so fast, yet I'm so exhausted. I need sleep.
Oh! Yay, my own bed. I missed you last night.
Man, I forgot how soft this is. Why did I take the guest room? Could have given it to him.
Am I supposed to be this kind to him?
I just hope he'll repay me for my suffering.
I hope he'll be fine. He said the SAC won't return, but what if they do? It's fine. They've been after him so many times, it's almost become routine. And he has Sandra. She can help him. Maybe it's pointless to worry about. Maybe it's best to get some sleep. I can wake up early and go back there, make sure he's fine. Frick! I can't sleep. But why? I'm so comfy. Maybe I'm too worried about him. Kaylee? Huh? Oh, Grim. I was just thinking about you. What are you doing here? I couldn't sleep. Oh, you too? So you just walked over here after dark? That's dangerous. Couldn't leave things unfinished. What's unfinished? How long have we known each other, Kaylee? Since childhood, why? That's a long time to leave things unfinished, I guess. Do you know what it is? I have some ideas. What are you doing? Do you want this? Yeah, I do. Oh, already wet. Am I that handsome? Yeah, I'm flattered. You're just gonna stare? Patience, it'll feel better. Don't you want it to feel as good as possible? I do. Then just take a second. Take a second to enjoy my warm touch. But maybe I've waited long enough. Ah. Why would you walk through the city just for this? I'd walk through hell for this. But it's dangerous. It's worth it. Don't you think so? Ah, yeah. Yeah, I do. How did you know I wanted this? It was obvious. The real question is, why did it take so long? I don't know. Ah, Grim, I'm starting to get close. Should I keep doing this? Yeah, just keep doing that. Keep going exactly like that. It feels so good. Good. Ah, fuck. That was close. Heh, yeah. Ah. You're tightening. Yeah, I'm getting close. I can feel it. Ah, Grim. Kaylee, it's time to wake up. What? Ah! Does this mean anything? I don't know. Doesn't matter. It's morning. I better go see if he's okay. Seems like it's all the way out, huh? Maybe I'll change my underwear first. Okay, guys. So that's all we're going to do for Project Passion for this week. I might bring it back at the end of the month because I really like Project Passion. Originally, I said in this video that we were going to do some My Bimbo Dream, but that didn't happen. Also said we were going to do another half hour Artemis. That also didn't happen. So I'm a little behind, and there's reasons for that. But, you know, we're going to do the best we can. So, obviously, we've got Eternum and Ripples tomorrow. And I'll see if I can go ahead and maybe do this again. And, of course, I'll do... I'm going to do My Bimbo Dream again. And then I'm going to do Artemis. I want to go ahead and do a catch-up on those. And then throughout the week, we'll do the normal ones, which we're doing Ocean next week, Ocean's Games. And then, yeah, I think it's going to be Ocean's Games, yeah. And then after that, we'll go into these, the other... Alright. It's a little late, but let me try to gather my thoughts here. So, basically, what we've got next is, of course, How to Fix the Future, Monster College, Lust Academy, and Shale Hale Secrets. We don't have Shale Hale for The only one we don't have shell hail for, unfortunately, is you guys on joystick. Because it's just a weird way of... I don't know what the engine of that game was, but it's really hard for me to stream. You can't just go into it. Like, every time I try to bring up OBS, it'll go into my desktop. So I can't just pull up OBS like I can with this one or any of the other AVNs. It's just a really, really old game made in a really old version of RenP, and I don't think you can fix it. And I think if I tried to put in a newer version of RenP, it would probably introduce all kinds of errors and bugs, which is why they haven't changed it out. So there's really nothing I can do about that one, guys, and I do recommend you guys buy that game because it's got 15 chapters and there's a lot of stuff to do in it. So we won't ever have that one for joystick, unfortunately, but you will be able to see that on BitChute and that other site we use. So, all right, guys, I'm out, and I'll see you next time.